WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Secret Service says it's thwarted a plot that could have crippled telecommunications and law enforcement functions in New York City just as the United Nations General Assembly gets underway. ABC's Eric Katursky has more.
There are no arrests yet. The apartments where the equipment was found were empty. Investigators suspect the alleged plot is the work of a well-organized and well-funded group that law enforcement sources say is believed to be linked to China.
President Trump will address the UN General Assembly today. He, Monday at the White House, said that pregnant women should not take Tylenol during pregnancy because of the potential for an increased risk of autism. But a number of medical groups have said that decades of studies have not found a causal link between acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, and autism. Jimmy Kimmel's show returns tonight after a suspension from Disney, the parent company of ABC News, over comments Kimmel made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. City leaders are getting closer to opening Madison's new homeless shelter, but they're also asking for help. Until the pandemic began, shelter services were not part of the city's purview. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
The system that had served Madison and Dane County for more than 35 years, relying primarily on faith-based organizations and private donations for shelter space, meals, and operations, collapsed in the wake of COVID-19. And while it is not traditionally the job of city government to provide homeless shelters, either here in Madison or around the country, it was the city and Dane County that stepped up to preserve and improve these vital services.
The city and county were involved in a few different projects, including the shelter site on Zier Road and a campground. Now, the next big project is the 24/7 men's shelter. It's on Bartolon Drive and will be able to house 250 people. The mayor announced yesterday that the city will be dedicating $1.7 million in the city's budget to the shelter. But here's the thing. It's expected to cost $4 million to run each year. That leaves a $1.3 million gap in annual operational costs.
I'm excited to announce today that a new private group called Shelter Friends will soon launch a campaign to help close the gap needed to make the most of this facility. We need the business community, philanthropists, Dane County, and Madison residents to help us.
Meanwhile, some advocates are concerned about the capacity. Porchlight's Zier Road shelter has housed more than 350 people, while the Bartolon Drive location will only have space for 250. At the start of this year, officials and volunteers did their yearly count. They believe there are about 800 people without housing in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A new pitcher for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a new starting pitcher tonight for Milwaukee when the Brewers face the Padres in San Diego. He's 30-year-old left-hander Bruce Zimmerman, called up over the weekend to take the place of Brandon Woodruff, now on IL with a strained lat. The Brewers losing last night to the Padres, 5-4 in 11 innings. San Diego clinched their spot in the postseason for a fourth time in the last 6 years. NFL, the Packers had a field goal blocked Sunday that could have been a game winner against the Browns. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
The unfortunate thing about special teams in general is when there is a mistake, there are catastrophic mistakes. I would say most of the emphasis typically when you're just talking across the league is placed on punt. Bottom line with us, I think it comes down to just being disciplined and trusting your technique.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, and just enough instability around whereby we could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 72. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air. We'll explain what it means for free speech here in Wisconsin. And Badger football head coach Luke Fickell under fire. We'll discuss your chance to win green and gold tickets in Green Bay. Continue.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX. Warning, may cause smarter dinner conversations.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
A few hours before we taped this broadcast, we got word that our long national late nightmare is over. Because Disney announced that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to air.
Viva la resistance! We win! Jacques!
Cul-de-sac.
Yeah, exactly. Also cul-de-sac. And Sean hasn't been here in a while. He can't find the resistance music. I don't know what we call it. La Marseillaise. How about that?
French no? music?
Huh. No? All right, how about a Jody jingle? That's the same thing.
It's at the top?
That's all right. Jody's here. What's Yay! Huh, that's all right. Something.
Don't worry about
has my box finally failed? It's from misuse, unuse.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay, now we're good to go.
Jody on the
or
show.
Sean.
That's what we're waiting for. I'm gonna talk with Steffi. Who's our favorite for?
Yeah. Woohoo! Comedy's alive.
Jody on the show.
Alert. Alert, Carol Burnett. Comedy is alive. It's alive. Free speech is alive in America.
Colbert and Fallon and all of them are happy about it and encouraging people to watch it.
Well, that's the heart of the resistance, Jody. Thank you for bringing that up. Is solidarity. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sean. Listen, you know how Sean served in the resistance this morning? He texted me how many coyotes were on the street and to be careful of Bonnie and Clyde.
I had to get in between the cat that's living in our backyard and a raccoon this morning.
Yeah. I thought everything was clear. I was, checking on them when they went to the pee-pee-poo-poo in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I heard a giant owl. I was like, no! We're not in the clear yet.
A hoot owl.
Yes. Yes, I don't know. Are there different kinds of owls?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm lightheaded from Tylenol this morning, so
What? That's
what
my excuse.
Why? Do we have... How much Tylenol do you need to live through the stupidest timeline in
history? Can the makers of Tylenol sue?
I thought I saw someone say, because everybody's been talking about that someone said they can't, and I don't know why. I'm thinking that's a Reagan... I don't know. The federal government, or can they sue, Bobby Kennedy or Trump individually? I mean, and if they can, guess who pays that bill? Us. Uh-huh. The taxpayers would pay that bill. Hey, it's the stupidest. No. This is the guy that told you to shove bleach up your ass. Ladies, no. He can't. I knew he wouldn't be able to pronounce it. Don't take a seat of Sudafu. A seat of better beer. Don't see the beer. Just don't do it, ladies.
Dibby dibby do.
Scooby dibby do.
Did he call it Albania?
Yes. Don't take Azerbaijan. Wow. Are you guys... I feel... because we'll take any win we can get. I feel absolutely triumphant this morning. That it only lasted, what, like an eighth of a Scaramucci?
An eighth of, yes.
Jimmy Kimmel's suspension.
Yeah.
But this is the power. I mean, Kamala Harris talked about it last night on Matto. This is the power of resistance. Is what did we say yesterday, Chris? Disney lost, I don't know, 3-point-something billion overnight. Mm-hmm. And so I hate to say it. I'm not sure they're bastions of courage. It's just the market spoke, and they went, oh, my God. You know, all of these major stars said, we're not going to work with you anymore. All, you know, we're not going to do any projects with you. I mean, I just think it was and also just the dollar, the almighty dollar, right?
Yeah.
What does your mom, Carol Burnett, think about comedy being alive this morning?
She's always happy when comedy is alive.
Let's call her. It's not that early.
It's a little early.
She's not up this early.
It's a little early.
It's not fun to prank call Carol Burnett.
No!
At an American icon at 6 in the morning, Pacific. All right. Anyway. What?
I'm not even going to text my sister whose birthday it is today.
Oh.
It's her 65th birthday, my sister.
Oh. Just in time for my 44th.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, here's the thing about being a single loser that has to order your own birthday cake, is I had them write happy 44th on it because who's going to stop me? Who's going to stop me?
You're an adult. You can do whatever you want.
Cake lady's like, all right.
I've known you for longer than that.
Seems like you've been coming here 44 years, but okay. Oh, Sean, this one is our hate tweet. This is for you this morning. Not for you. It's for me. Brian said, why do you got to be such a when your sound clips don't fire instantaneously? Cut the boy some slack or do it yourself. Listen, Mr. Brian, only what? Chris is allowed to call me the C word and survive it.
Who was being slow on the clips
I don't
yesterday?
Know.
Was it me or was it Sean? I think it was probably me.
I don't play the clips anymore.
Yeah, it was probably me.
Yeah, well, you don't need to outsource calling me the C word. You've been doing it yourself for years.
I did it
whatever,
once.
Whatever, Brian, being a liberal helper.
I did it once.
God.
And I learned my lesson.
It's a joke. I wasn't even being C-wordy this time.
Well. Sometimes when the clips are a little slow coming, can...
I have to fill. This is my
you're
job.
You're no Don Imus.
Right.
Right. That's our favorite story when they asked him, when somebody we used to work with for a sound effect.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't have it, Don. He's like, well, it.
Poop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poop it out. Which I don't think is anatomically
possible.
What if you can shove bleach up there? Perhaps you can.
Perhaps you can
a sound effect if I ask, Sean.
Unless it's a fart sound effect, you probably can't poop a sound effect.
Right. Right. That you definitely. I've outsourced to
the
my box,
2000.
Sean's box, and also my, what is this? Oh, it's my fart machine. Number two. So presumably
literally
there was an earlier model.
Two.
They're like iPhones. There was a... There we go. Yeah. Presumably there was a one. I don't know if it's better. Or, you know, because sometimes the...
Number one had the P sound effect.
What iPhone are you on?
Yeah, this is a number two because it's a fart sound.
Right.
Oh, maybe there wasn't a one. It's a joke. See, the joke's in the... Oh, that's funny.
She just figured that out.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to need Yankee Doodle Fart for the fine Americans that thought of that for calling it fart machine number
you
two.
You just got that?
She didn't realize it.
I just, it's like iPhones. I thought there was a one. There's a two.
No,
there's
one makes
number
pee
two
sound.
Means poop. Comes out of your butt.
I understand what it means. All right. Yeah, right. I just think this is such a huge victory. What did we say? You know what we said, Jody? This is courtesy of you. We said I felt like Jimmy Kimmel was going to be a tipping point, and we were going to be no more, Kitty. America's no more, like no more,
no more
capitulation. There's got to be a time where you draw a line in the sand and say no more. Look, all the coyotes are gathering outside the window.
Sinclair is not going to run a show, though.
Right. Oh, they're a bunch of ass bites. I mean, until what? They make Jimmy Kimmel apologize to Charlie Kirk, who he didn't say anything about, and give money to an organization that many people think promotes hate speech.
It does.
I mean, you're going to force people to give money now to organizations they don't believe in order. I mean, that is just out and out blackmail.
Well, my
right?
neighbor writes for Kimmel and has for 15 years, so I'm glad he's.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what we were saying. All those.
Well,
deep,
Disney
all those
was
jobs.
Very good to pay them through today.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone was saying, though, like, I can see why. I mean, the View people finally did speak out yesterday. Good. And, I mean, you've got to take them at their word. I guess they said they were waiting to see what Kimmel said about it before they commented. But, you know, you'd have to forgive them for thinking, like, Disney doesn't have our back. Mm-hmm. ABC's not going to have our back if we say the wrong thing, you know? So, fortunately for you, Chris and Jody and Sean, there's virtually no wrong thing you can say except my real age on the show. Okay, so
60 what?
What?
She's not in her 50s. Time. She's not in her 50s.
Why,
she's not
why
in her
50s. I oughta rock on.
You're not in your 50s.
Nah.
That's an accurate.
Nah, right. All right. Kamala Harris, I will never stop crying. I'll never stop being mad. Now I have so many things. I'm like a mad lasagna, right?
Okay, well.
I will die mad about Hillary, and then I have a Kamala lasagna on top of that. Okay, yes, Evil Genius says, why is it, according to political commentators, Democrats have a list of 1,000 miles long of things they must do, must change, must improve, must say, must not say to win an election, but Republicans don't have to do jack snap. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. They can be part of a mindless cult of hate speech. And, oh, no, they're all, everything they're doing is fine. Can I have my, just because I, why not? 12. Mm-hmm. Two of the smartest women in the universe, Rachel Maddow, Kamala Harris.
I'm not playing it fast enough.
Oh, okay. Well, call me a C word.
How have you been?
I am well, all things considered. Yeah. I am well.
How have you been taking your care of yourself since the election?
You know, I have an incredible family. I've been spending more time with them than I had for quite some time. Cooking, and writing, and reflecting, and, you know, talking to a lot of people, making a lot of calls, receiving a lot of calls. So I've been busy.
One more?
Right now we are dealing with, as I called him at my speech on the Ellipse, a tyrant. We used to compare the strength of our democracy to communist dictators. That's what we're dealing with right now in Donald Trump. And these titans of industry are not speaking up. And perhaps it is because his threats and the way he has used the weight of the federal government to take out vengeance on his critics is something that they fear, and I get that. I understand why they do. We've seen the demonstration of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like she said, that's the capitulation is what she didn't see coming. And Jimmy Kimmel is the first example of solidarity and what resistance looks like. Mm-hmm. And it's worked before with, you know, whether it's Target or whatever. I mean, I'm telling you, the people are speaking with their, you know, their feet, their pocketbooks. So ABC's statement was, last Wednesday we made the decision to suspend production of the show to avoid a further inflaming a tense situation and an emotional moment for our country. It's a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We've spent the last few days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. After those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. Well, his ratings, first of all, are going to be like 11 billion tonight.
Yeah, huge tonight. It's going to be amazing.
I'm sure everyone will, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what he says and if there was the stuff he's not allowed to say feeling of it, you know, because all of this criticism, Jody, it's completely unfair. As we, you know, you've talked about and me and Bob, it's completely unfair. Mm-hmm. He didn't say anything that, you know, 100 other people haven't expressed in some other way.
Didn't we play that clip on
TV? And by the way, what ABC did proved his point about them politicizing Charlie Kirk's death, right?
He hurt Maggie's fifis. That's all it was.
Exactly. And so you were just talking, Chris, about Sinclair. So they have 31 affiliates. Say they will not broadcast Kimmel's return. They said discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return. So, I mean, they were the ones that made these, like, demands or threats to Jimmy Kimmel that you have to... I'm not sure how you... What would you do if you were him? Do you know what I mean? Like, he didn't say anything about Charlie Kirkwood.
He said nothing wrong.
So you're going, you have to apologize to his family and give money to the... Which, by the way, no offense, but they're multi-millionaires with multiple homes.
Some of his family members weren't even at that memorial.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of his... They weren't invited.
Yeah. Really? I did not know that.
Well, at least they didn't show.
In Kirk's family, there's some
Dissent.
Dissent.
Oh. Yeah. What? Have they been fired from the family and from their jobs?
No, they
one would hope so.
There's a bit of an estrangement.
By the way,
they don't
love
on certain things.
D.L. Hughley said, so you want America to listen to the Kennedy that even the Kennedys don't listen to?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to say. I mean, obviously, Tylenol, a company makes Tylenol, put out a statement, but it'll be interesting to see if they can or will sue the effing bejesus out of. I mean, this was just so wildly irresponsible. Like, every doctor said, what? No. You know, and it's so, like everything else in this administration, so deeply misogynistic, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the only medications that, you know, can manage pain during pregnancy.
That's safer than others. Yes.
Senator. Now a warning, Bill Cassidy.
Dunk.
One of the only doctors.
Now a warning?
In the Senate, called out Trump on Monday for advising pregnant women not to use Tylenol, claiming the preponderance of evidence shows there are no ties between the painkiller and autism. He said, my concern is that the women will be left with no options to manage pain in pregnancy. We must be compassionate to this problem.
Well, fevers. I mean, if a woman gets a fever while she's pregnant, that can cause birth defects, and Tylenol can bring down a fever.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't you have a COVID flashback? Him just up there like yammering nonsense, and you're just like, really? Do you know how many people, millions of people died because of his I can't remember. Oh, the UV light. Shove a UV light up your ass and drink bleach, or was it? I can't remember which way. Okay. So that guy. He's giving you advice on how to Savannah. Okay, hey, we have a big shoe.
We do.
We have Charlie Pearson. We have Allison Gill from Mueller, She Wrote, and 11 billion other podcasts as we roll along.
Well, she has some things to say.
She's got 10.
She's got stuff to say.
She's got 10 shows that she's hosting
and
writing.
How does she do that?
I don't know.
We'll ask her when she's here.
I can barely do this one.
Yeah. Me too. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Thank God for Jody Hamilton. You know what I'm saying? When I think of her, I think God bless America. Because
what?
She knew about Credo like 20 years ago. They're the nation's only progressive phone company. I didn't know. You don't know. I don't know anything until Jody tells me. The state of the world, right? You're angry. You're depressed. You're overwhelmed. You're like, what the F. Okay. Credo Mobile, the progressive phone company every month that donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Reproductive Freedom for All. Oh, imagine that. If we still had Reproductive Freedom for All. Imagine.
If only.
Yeah. ACLU, on and on. You get to vote where your dollars go. And when you join Credo, you get everything you need from a phone company. Fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number. Bam! So easy. And you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim at all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Our public schools are not Sunday schools.
Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school, because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Now is the moment we've been waiting for. With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia, now is the time for hope and for action. Held in over 600 communities nationwide, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest fundraiser for care, support, and research to fight the disease. So get out, get moving, and join WMDX at the Walk to End Alzheimer's on Sunday, October 5th at Warner Park in Madison. Join the movement at alz.org/walk.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. I wonder if Caroline Leavitt likes this song. Okay. Ronald said the same thing I did. I guess ABC Disney decided that their artists, celebrity guests, viewers, and subscribers who were canceling on them in droves began to outweigh threats from Trump and Carr. Purely a business decision as usual. It's a win, though. We'll take it, right? Orange, you kidding me? said Jimmy Kimmel's show is back on ABC, a win for free speech and proof that when we raise our voices, it matters. Now let's show the same love, put pressure on CBS for Colbert. Thank you, because standing up to one means standing up for all and fighting back. This is what I love, like you said, Jody, about the solidarity. Mm-hmm. That, you know, Kimmel took out a huge billboard saying, I'm voting for Stephen for the Emmy, which he won. And I just love how they all stood together, and I was thinking the same thing. Put the pressure on CBS, because their decision was just as cowardly. It just wasn't, the FCC didn't get involved with direct threats, but it's the same thing. It's, you know, for a merger.
Well, Disney, it's for a merger too. Disney is
I know.
The NFL network. They're trying to merge with the NFL network.
Right.
And that's a huge deal.
And we'll
deal.
Know if Trump doesn't let that go through.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, but you got to keep the heat up. I mean, we can't just go, you know, oh, well, we got this one win. I mean, Colbert was is the number one show in late night. It's just, it's completely egregious. Covey said, y'all hit Disney where it hurts, and that's why they're bringing back Kimmel. So, yeah, you. That's my point is, yeah, you. Right, Pete in Wisconsin?
Hey, good buddy, every morning. I think you guys can hear me today.
Yeah, we were absent yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, there was a thunder boomer. Okay, so real quick, I would like to engage the emergency MOOC broadcasting system and talk to MOOCs coast to coast.
Yes.
All right, MOOCs, this is going to be our time. All right, we need to get ourselves into a siege mentality and know that during this chaos, we are going to get psychic punch after psychic punch after psychic punch. But while our hearts beat, we are Hope's metronome, and we have to understand that there is going to be a dawn at the end of this, and there is going to be work to be done, and it is going to be up to us to get it done.
Yep.
So
yep.
Hold faith in a bright future, yep. And let's, you know, keep ourselves going.
And let's get her done. Get her done.
Yep.
It's not often we quote a redneck comic, but let's get her done. Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, Jody Hamilton's here. Yay!
WMDX, almost as addictive as your group chat.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of Middleton's older and more beloved restaurants may need a new location. According to reporting from the State Journal, someone has filed new zoning requests for the property that Imperial Gardens sits on. The beloved Chinese restaurant has been there for 44 years. The property owner lives outside the country. A real estate company called Sanford Enterprises submitted a rezoning request that would allow for a 10-story apartment building called the Imperial. Tom Sanford told the State Journal because of the high heat and smoke used in Chinese cooking, the restaurant would not be able to have a spot in the potential new building. Now, this plan is all tentative. Sanford told the paper he does not have a developer yet. Imperial Garden often has long waits and families who have been coming for generations. Its consistency may be because its staff have been there a while. Its newest chef has been there 12 years. This plan would also require amending Middleton's comprehensive plan. There was supposed to be a hearing on that, but it's now been delayed. It's set for October 28th. Meanwhile, Rutabaga Paddle Sports will close its doors. The owner is leaving the business to become a chaplain. Owner Darren Bush loves paddle sports so much that his Substack username is Canoe Lover. Rutabaga just opened a big multi-million-dollar building in Fitchburg a few years ago. But Bush says a heart attack gave him a new passion. He's been a volunteer chaplain for hospice patients and their families and now wants to take it a step further and be a chaplain full time. Rutabaga Paddle Sports will be open through the end of 2025. And single-game playoff tickets to see the Brewers are on sale today. After clinching the NL Central Division title, the Brewers are guaranteed to play in the Division Series starting October 4th. Division title merch is already for sale, too, at the team store. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, and just enough instability around whereby we could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 72. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney James Santel as we discuss the Supreme Court's dismantling of all independent agencies. Oh, my goodness. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wonderful news for my dear friend Jimmy and his amazing staff. Woo! They can see the show. You know, I'm so happy for them. Plus, now that Jimmy's not being canceled, I get to enjoy this again.
Yummy.
I just once more, I am the only martyr in late nights.
Yay, Colbert. Yeah, let's do this for Colbert. Come on, let's turn the tide, man. We're on a free speech roll, Jody Hamilton. Okay. All right, well, Karen in Chicago.
Just don't take any Tylenol.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi, good morning. So I do have some updates from Chicago here, but I wanted to say, in order to understand, I know we're trying to make sense of, you know, why ABC did what they did in regards to Kimmel's remarks about Charlie Kirk. It wasn't about that. It was about everything. It was about every single thing that Jimmy Kimmel has said about the thin-skinned orange monster up until this point. That's why that happened.
Yep.
As far as what is going on here in Chicago, I literally just drove by the detention facility. There have been protesters there every single day. Yesterday, I went over there, and these peaceful protesters that were on the public sidewalk blowing bubbles were being pelted with pepper bullets by snipers up on the roof. Every single time a vehicle was coming in or out, they had a dozen camouflage-clad ICE agents with hard hats holding on to these, you know, guns that shoot tear gas and pepper and rubber bullets, etc. And it is absolutely an abuse of power. And I just, it's really upsetting because I drove by there. Now the Broadview police have it blocked off, and they have erected what looks like a big fenced-in enclosure out in front of the building.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
Karen,
going on over there. I'm going to walk over there, but
didn't they
chilling.
Retreat from one facility, though, in Chicago?
They were going to close Broadview.
They did not. They did not. That was rumors, and it's not true.
So they didn't.
I talked to a local. Mm-hmm. No, they did not. There was a local journalist with NBC who I've been in touch with, and I asked her, and she said no. That I guess it was HuffPost that put it out, and that is not true.
Yeah.
They are in full force over there. And I know Kristi Noem was in town, so I don't know if she's making a propaganda video
hide
over
the puppies.
There or what.
Yeah. Hide the puppies. Ice Barbie's there. Well, honey, just keep up fighting the good fight. I feel like, you know, Jody, the Jimmy Kimmel thing, we need anything now that puts a little wind in our sails, because I think that is their goal, is to make us just fear overwhelmed and defeated and despair. And it shows that resistance does work. And it you know, I think you can build on that. This one, by the way, so Fenn said, so Trump and RFK believe Tylenol causes autism. There is a 99.9% chance Tylenol will sue them for this because there is actually no peer-reviewed research to support their claim. So when Tylenol sues them for millions or billions, who's paying the lawyers and the lost claim? You and me, tax dollars at work.
There's actually peer-reviewed research that shows the opposite of what they said yesterday.
Exactly, Chris. But I don't. Maybe some, you know, legal expert can tell us whether I thought I saw somebody say they can't sue, which would seem unbelievable to me. That, you know, because that is just so obvious slander of a product that millions of people use. And as someone was saying, Jody, autism was diagnosed many years before Tylenol was introduced.
It was diagnosed like in 1911.
Right.
And
right.
Tylenol didn't come around until the 50s. So
right. Right, exactly. All right, so speaking of Caroline Leavitt, so She says the hoe bag did not take the whole bag of hoe cash. Okay, but it's on tape. So now we need to release the Holman tapes and the Epstein tapes. I mean, it's not like a surprise that they would out and out lie, right? Do we? I don't know if you have this one where they asked about the... Do we have a...
You want five?
Yes, why not? Okay. Let's do that one. Yes.
Did the president ask the Justice Department to close the case, and does Holman have to return the $50,000?
Well, Mr. Holman never took the $50,000 that you're referring to, so you should get your facts straight, number one. Number two, this was another example of the weaponization of the Biden Department of Justice against one of President Trump's strongest and most vocal supporters.
So Holman didn't take the money.
Right.
But he was entrapped by the Biden administration
into taking
the money.
Into not taking the money, Chris, obviously.
All right.
Yeah, the thing he did not do is definitely not on videotape.
He was getting framed for the thing he didn't do.
Got it. All right.
That's on tape.
Wow.
All right. Tom Holman said something about it. I don't know if we'll be able to understand it.
No,
I think it was something like "Buy Fudgy the Whale" this season from Carvel.
I had to listen to this like three times before I could like type out a description.
Look, I did nothing criminal. I did nothing illegal. And it's hit piece after hit piece after hit piece. Mm. And I'm glad the FBI and DOJ came out and said, and, you know, said that nothing illegal happened and nothing, no criminal activity.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, Trump's DOJ just immediately said, whatever you just saw on the videotape, you did not see that.
Right.
Yeah.
Did he have an illness that required taking out a part of his tongue or something?
Oh, Chris, you won't.
What?
Excuse me, Sean? What was that? You were,
that was the international signal for drinking a lot.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a signal for something else.
Different.
Okay, all right.
I wasn't sure what was going in his mouth there.
Yeah, it kind of looked like a giant.
Either or.
Yeah.
See, that's, look at you.
What?
You're a sweet fella. You're always looking for, you know, just some reasonable explanation for his lack of enunciation.
Why can't
I bet
he
you
speak?
Dollars to donuts, he can't say acetophenamin.
They didn't even try to. They didn't even put him out there to try.
Yes, he does. For those of you who grew up with Tom Carvel, he sounds exactly like Tom Carvel, who used to do his own ice cream commercials. I need to wear. That was his commercials that ran.
There was a
Carvel on the transit in Lackport where I grew up.
Oh.
It was right on the transit,
okay.
The Carvel. Where you could get the Fudgy the Whale, which we were
and
saying.
The Cookie Puss.
Right, it was the same thing. They just turned it a different way.
Yeah
they were Santa Claus.
Santa Claus was, was also a cookie. Fudgy the Whale.
That cheap bastard.
Here you
got
turn it sideways.
Just turn it that way. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, Tom Holman. What now?
You're talking about a guy who spent 34 years enforcing the law. I mean, I left a very successful business that I ran to come back and work for a government again. I'm back on a government paycheck. Not only did I sacrifice my family sacrifices, I make sacrifices every day. I got more death threats than anybody. I mean, I haven't lived with my wife in months because I don't want her to be here right now with all the threats. So after all the sacrifices, after serving my nation all these years, they want to come out and dirty me up.
I'm going to guess you haven't lived with your wife because your wife doesn't...
Doesn't know what you're saying.
Yes, for your own safety, dear. Please go as far away as you possibly can. That's it. I sincerely did not understand a part of that. Can I hear it again?
Sure.
Okay.
You're talking about a guy who spent 34 years enforcing the law.
What?
I mean, I left a very successful business that I ran to come back and work for a government.
Carvel.
I'm back on a government paycheck. Not only did I sacrifice my family sacrifices, I make sacrifices every day. I got more death threats than anybody.
Death
I haven't lived with my wife in months because I don't want her to be here right now with all the threats. So after all the sacrifices,
door
after serving my nation all these years, they want to come out and dirty me up.
How many door slams is here? No, not yet. It's not safe yet. Go back. That's Mrs. Holman. Oh, no. Oh, honey, you're not safe. No. Yeah, a few more months. Come back then. Yeah. Nope.
Maybe he has this thing where he's always biting his tongue, so his tongue is always swollen.
Yeah. I thought he literally said debt, like debt, as in D-E-B-T.
That's what I thought he said, too.
I have a primary debt crutch. And he, but he said, I didn't, yeah, right. I didn't know that.
But his tongue is missing, so he can't say.
Yeah. I thought what he was saying is, Charlie Brown, your homework is late. Snoopy at your homework again?
The Red Baron. The Red Baron flew away with his homework.
Oh, the Red Baron took your homework? Okay. Those of us who grew up with Charlie Brown, that's what I hear when Tom Holman talks. Wow, so are you kidding me? So somebody, come on, leak this tape, right? I mean, it's got to be obvious on when you catch somebody on tape. Yeah. That's, of course, why they don't want to. Yeah. So they can continue to lie and say, oh, no, he didn't take them. I mean, someone was saying the whole, like, that he didn't complete the quo in the quid pro quo. That's, the crime's already complete. We can ask any of our legal ladies. Mm-hmm. It's already complete when you take the bribe. It doesn't matter if you carry out the,
right.
You know, he was saying, when I'm in the Trump administration, I will do X, Y, Z. That's the crime, period. Or as he would say,
he can't help it. He had his tongue removed.
Pardon me?
He can't help it. He had his tongue removed.
Didn't, you know what? He probably ate a cookie puss all in one sitting. And it's like, you know, when you get the brain freeze from too much ice cream, something happened. It took his tongue with it. We're just speculating. What else is radio for?
He froze his tongue off.
Yes.
There you go.
Perhaps. Don't eat the entire cookie puss at once. Seth, our homo of hope. Hello. Hi, Seth.
Hello. Hello, homos. Hello, heteros without a Z.
Ooh, Chris and I are outnumbered. We're outnumbered by heteros.
Yeah, well, I know.
Well, no, you're equaled. You're equaled. I'm Tom Carvel from Yonkers. So the thing is, when he was talking about hit pieces, I kept thinking he was talking about hippies, like the hippies were getting him. I think we need to channel Emily Tatella to come back and do a commentary on trying to understand him.
You know, here's another idea for getting ICE out of your communities. Just leave bags of cash. And what was the bag? Kava?
Yeah.
Kava?
A Kava bag.
It's a Kava soup. Just get a bunch of Kava bags and just put bags of cash leading out of town on a string.
Right, and put dollar signs on those bags.
You're right.
I want to talk about autism for a second. So autism was first diagnosed in 1911, Tylenol introduced in 1955. So if you do the math, that's a 44-year difference, which is the same number going on the Stephanie Miller cake this weekend.
Yes.
So it just...
Right.
It makes you wonder.
Yeah,
right?
It certainly does. Things that make you go, hmm. Yeah. How do I know that song? What? CNC Music Factory.
I have a Tom Carvel radio commercial. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I certainly would. Oh, I was going to say, okay, hang on. I have a further tutorial, Chris, for luring Tom Holman out of your and ICE out of your town.
Okay.
Is you just go, hey, Tom, there's a guy with a top hat and a monocle, a bag with a dollar sign on it. Right. Yes, right outside town, right outside the. Yes. Yes, just go past the Piggly Wiggly and turn left. There's a guy. Okay, you're welcome, America. And now,
a Tom Carvel radio commercial.
Here we go.
Ella's Beef Easters, Radio Air Check, and Classic TV Channel.
Whale of a cake for a whale of a dad. Your participating Carvel ice cream stores have Fudgy the Whale. You know, that's a beautiful whale ice cream cake. It's a Carvel ice cream cake. Yeah, and listen, this year, Fudgy, he comes with his own ocean. That's right. He has his own ice cream ocean that he swims in. Carvel ice cream, of course.
What?
Now, what self-respecting whale would be walking around on land without his own ocean? Would you please go to your participating Carvel ice cream dealer and ask to see Fudgy and his own ocean. He comes in.
Oh, uh-huh. Fudgy comes in his own ocean. Feces-laden ocean. It's made up.
You just made it
fudge. How could you ever know what you were ordering at that store?
But he comes in his own ocean.
Right, Fudgy comes with his own ocean. Okay, come on. Like, that doesn't just sound dirty already. Just, I don't know if he's a sperm whale. What kind of whale is Fudgy? Does anyone know?
Well, if he comes in his own ocean, then
okay.
I think we can
know what, Christopher? Now you've just made it worse. Now you took something beautiful and you made it dirty. A beautiful memory from my childhood and made it dirty.
The illustration shows a Fudgy the Whale cake with writing on it that says "To a whale of a dad."
Those are the original dad jokes back in the 70s.
Right.
Yeah. He actually, Tom Holman sounds like a cross between Tom Carvel and like Mr. Magoo, doesn't he?
A little.
Jim Backus.
Huh?
Jim Backus.
Yeah.
Jim Backus. Mr. Magoo.
Oh, I see. Everything's funny again now that Jimmy Kimmel's saved. Everything's funny again. Comedy's legal. 48.
Oh, we'll see what happens after tonight.
48 minutes after the hour. Oh, no. Yeah. Slide whistle. Just whoopee. Just Trump with a cane.
Yeah.
Nope, you're done. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen. My hips are 44, thanks to Native Path. So there.
Okay, let's go with that.
Yeah, and some other parts are much, much newer. Okay, listen, the most abundant protein in your body is collagen. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It's good for your hair, your skin, your nails, your digestion. I mean, it's fantastic. You got to get the right stuff, though. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. The best collagen. This offer only available at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
Well, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like mine was, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts for any changes, and if fraud does happen, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie right now. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, yeah. I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. Yeah. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing.
Kidding me?
On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should
like,
tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Their pajamas and blankets, oh, so soft, so breathable, so cute. I got it. You're going to start planning your evenings around them. You're going to want the top and the bottoms as well. Okay. Bamboo stretch knit pajamas. I love them. I have them in almost every color. The moment I put them on, I actually say, oh, yeah. See, no one's around to hear how creepy it is.
No
but
wonder
it's just like,
you don't have a,
right?
A lover.
Fabric is insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight, and all I need. There's a bubble cuddle blanket. This thing. Oh, my God. This thing. Plus, textured faux fur. It's not just stunning. It is nap-inducing. Here's the best part. Cozy Earth backs everything with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. So go to CozyEarth.com and use the code Stephanie at checkout. You save up to 40% off all that luxury. Your favorite jammies and blankets, you name it. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, here's a preview of the kind of magic you get on Patreon.
Okay.
An Australian kookaburra is undergoing personal training after growing too fat to fly because she ate too many sausages. Aww. Yeah, you chumps. Kookaburra, stop eating sausages. Yeah, so bad. Okay.
There was a time when I was eating too many sausages.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, that was that whole white party era in Palm Springs. Okay. I don't know what I meant by that, but it was whatever that hand motion that Sean made earlier. That I meant drinking, but I thought it was something else.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who can say?
That's a big cup.
Let's go to Anita in San Antonio. Anita.
Good morning. Hi. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, Tom Holman couldn't fall through with the quo because he took the bribe from undercover FBI agents, not actual contractors. But who knows how many actually... You know, took from actual contractors.
Right. It's so ridiculous.
Also,
I was going to say Roseanne Barr was whining and what do you call it about the, you know, the Jimmy. Oh, ABC can't. She blamed Obama. Trump was in office when ABC. First of all, she tweeted something horribly racist. So ABC fired her. Had nothing to do with the FCC government intervention.
I know people
and
are complaining. About
Trump was president. Right. So it's like everybody just wants to play the victim. Oh, speaking of which, hang on. Uh-oh. Do I have? Oh, thank God, someone is speaking out for Katara Ravishe. Where is it?
The George Santos story.
Yes. Katara Ravishe, the George Santos party. Marjorie Taylor Greene says George Santos has been held in solitary confinement with no windows for nearly 30 days.
Oh. That means he has overhead lighting, which is never
awful. Worse than uplighting. Ooh,
terrible.
Ick. Likened his prison conditions to torture. Yes, exactly like an El Salvadorian gulag.
I have some friends for whom overhead lighting is torture.
They say it's for his safety due to threats. I'm going to guess because he's so annoying, no one wants to room with him. So, okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene said, I've sent a letter asking for his sentence to be commuted. He, honestly, George should be pardoned. Have you noticed, like, whether it's Tom Holman, they're never guilty or they all should be. He was convicted, slam dunk, for identity theft and wire fraud. But nobody on their side, didn't Megyn Kelly just say it straight out about, oh, leave Tom Holman alone?
Yeah, she did.
Like, they're not even saying he didn't do it. They're just like, oh, he's a patriot.
Matter.
Leave him.
Yeah.
Their crimes don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, it's crazy. Oh, speaking of Marjorie Taylor. Oh, that was too big a hint. Chris, who said.
Uh-oh.
Do not allow a foreign country, foreign agents, and another religion to tell you about Charlie Kirk. And I hope a foreign country and foreign agents and another religion does not take over Christian Patriotic Turning Point USA. Who said that?
Barney Rubble.
No, that would be... Oh, that was close, though. That was good. That would be Marjorie Taylor Greene worrying about the Jahaus taking over Turning Point. Wow. So she just, you know, wedged her particular hate speech in there. Mm-hmm. Could they take it over with Jewish space lasers, presumably?
Presumably,
or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you don't want to hijack that hate speech with other anti-Semitic hate speech, because then, right, too many... Okay, I need it. Mommy needs a little nap, an hour in. And we've got Allison Gill and Charlie Pierce all coming up on The Big Shoe.
Talk radio for people who mute their TVs. 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins me in studio. Then Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin talks about fall events. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ahead of President Trump's address to the United Nations General Assembly, Secretary of State Marco Rubio on ABC's Good Morning America defended the U.S. position in the world despite the decision earlier this year to close USAID.
People have died because gangs steal the aid. People have died because the distributors of aid have not done well. People have died because other countries haven't stepped up. But the United States has saved more lives and continues to save more lives than any other country in the world. And we're going to continue to do it, but we're going to do it the right way and in a responsible way.
The Secret Service has thwarted a plot that could have devastated cellular communications in and around New York City. No arrests have been made, but a source familiar with the investigation tells ABC it's suspected to be the work of a group with links to China. Shares of the company that makes Tylenol have recovered ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street after President Trump said pregnant women should not take Tylenol because of autism risks. Medical groups say studies have not found a causal link. This is ABC.